Cotton will be a major player in the southeastern agriculture next year. Don Shirley of the University of Georgia Cooperative Extension Service said that the January supply-demand report shows that ending stocks on cotton is about 81.72 million bales. The major reason for that is that foreign production was raised almost 2 million tons, and what is China going to do? And it's no secret that China's a big player in the outlook for 2013. It is forecast that China's stocks alone will be 5 million bales more cotton than they use in an entire year. So there will be pressure for cotton prices to go down. In the meantime, cotton has trended up recently, but seems to have hit a ceiling of about 79 to 80 cents per pound. The implication is that some of the competitive advantage that cotton is expected to have with regard to 2013 acreage may have lessened. U.S. cotton acreage will be down next year, he said. There's no doubt about that, but the magnitude of the decline may not be as much as you think. It could be, he estimated, 15 to 18%. Nationwide, USDA said we produced 17 million bales last year. That's 480-pound bales. That is up 9% from last year. The United States yielded in about 866 pounds per acre. That is up 76 pounds per acre from last year. And also that the acreage was about the same as the year before. The top producing state in the nation, Texas, they raised 5 million bales of cotton. Georgia second, 2.7. Arkansas is third, North Carolina fourth, and Mississippi fifth. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.